1930年代的美国清晨
1930s American morning
一位母亲微笑着递给孩子一颗红苹果
A mother smiled and handed her child a red apple
当时全美都深信那句经典的营销洗脑包
At that time, everyone in the United States firmly believed in that classic marketing slogan
一天一苹果,医生远离我
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
可他根本不知道，这句标语在当时是等同于一张直达停尸房的单程车票。
But he didn't know that this slogan was equivalent to a one-way ticket directly to the morgue.
因为这颗代表健康的苹果表皮上
Because the apple's healthy skin
焊着一层足以摧毁中枢神经的重金属
Welded with a layer of metal strong enough to destroy the central nervous system.
在这场现代农业的拉锯战里
In this tug of war between modern agriculture and traditional farming,
人类试图用化学武器给大自然上课
Humans are trying to teach nature with chemical weapons.
结果大自然的反噬让资本家倒过来
The backlash of nature turned the capitalists upside down.
给全美上了一堂化学超度课。
Taught a chemistry lesson to the whole country.
今天我们切开这颗毒苹果。
Today we cut open this poisonous apple.
看看这场荒诞绝伦的合法投毒局。
Take a look at this absurd and illegal poisoning game.
在这场生化闹剧。
In this biological disaster,
开场前
before the opening,
苹果杜俄这位来自欧亚大陆的偷渡客已经在北美大地上
Apple, a wealthy customer from Eurasia, has arrived in North America.
与果农们纠缠了200多年
entangled with fruit farmers for 200 years.
这种昆虫的幼虫
the larvae of this insect,
以啃食果肉为生
Living by eating fruit
在传统的农业生态里
In traditional agricultural ecology
他们受制于寄生蜂等天敌
They are subject to predators such as wasps
始终未能掀起风浪
Never stirred up trouble
到了19世纪末
By the late 19th century
美国西部的果园主们陷入了扩大产能的狂热
American orchard owners in the West are in a frenzy to expand their production capacity.
随着西部铁路的贯通
with the completion of the Western Railway,
与大型灌溉工程的落地
with the completion of large-scale irrigation projects,
地产投机客借机炒作苹果园暴富的噱头
Real estate speculators take advantage of the hype surrounding the apple orchard, making a fortune.
为了迎合鲜食苹果的标准化市场
to cater to the standardized market of fresh apples.
果农们果断抛弃了传统的混合生态
Farmers decisively abandoned the traditional mixed ecosystem.
开始大面积栽种单一品种
Start large-scale planting of a single variety.
开垦出的一片片
A piece of land cleared.
苹果林彻底丧失了生物多样性
Apple orchard has completely lost its biodiversity.
直接为杜俄提供了宛如自助餐厅般的繁殖温床
Provided Jewel with a breeding ground like a buffet.
面对这种数量暴增的害虫
Faced with the overwhelming number of pests,
果农们迫切需要一种能对昆虫实施物理抹杀的化学武器。
Farmers urgently need a chemical weapon that can physically eliminate insects.
最初登场的杀虫剂是被称作巴黎绿的砷酸铜。
The first insecticide to appear was copper sulfate, known as Paris green.
这玩意儿毒性刚猛，杀虫效果拔群。
This stuff has a very strong toxicity and is effective at killing insects.
只不过有一个小小的附带伤害。
However, there was a small additional damage.
它在毒死虫子的同时
While it kills insects,
会顺便把苹果树的叶子烧个精光。
Burn all the apple tree leaves.
用它喷洒果园。
Use it to spray orchards.
无异于给整片果林做集体火化。
It's like burning the entire orchard together.
就在农业界一筹莫展之际。
At a time when the agricultural sector was struggling,
马萨诸塞州灭蛾委员会的化学家弗兰克 C. 莫尔顿在1892年提出了一项全新的化学配方。
In 1892, a chemist named Frank C. Moulton, working for the Massachusetts Extinction Company, developed a new chemical formula.
他将醋酸铅与砷酸钠混合，制造出了砷酸铅。
It produces lead acetate by mixing lead acetate with sodium bisulfite.
这种由高毒性砷和重金属铅结合而成的无机化合物
is an organic compound composed of highly toxic and heavy metal lead.
展现出了一种充满欺骗性的温和。
This reveals a deceptive kind of gentleness.
和它的水溶性偏低。
Its water solubility is low.
相比巴黎绿而言。
Compared to Paris green.
不易产生植物毒性。
Not prone to producing plant toxins.
哪怕果农闭着眼睛往死里喷。
Even if the farmer closes his eyes and sprays it to death.
也不容易烧伤叶片。
It is also not easy to burn the leaves.
这种不易灼伤植株的优良特性
is excellent property of not burning plants.
麻痹了农业界在用药剂量上的防线。
It has weakened the agricultural sector's defenses against the use of pesticides.
在二十世纪初的十几年里
In the early 1900s,
只需在苹果开花和结果期进行几次低浓度喷洒度额
Just spray a low concentration of spinosad a few times during apple flowering and fruiting
就被轻易压制
Easily suppressed
整个北美农业界沉浸在化学战胜自然的狂欢中
The entire North American agricultural industry is immersed in a frenzy of conquering nature with chemicals.
全然不知他们正在果园里开启了一场耐药性基因筛选。
They were completely unaware that they were conducting a gene screening for resistance in the orchard.
大自然对人类的回应。
Nature's response to humans.
往往遵循着冷酷的进化法则
Often follow the cold, ruthless laws of evolution.
经过二三十年低剂量毒药的洗礼
After decades of being subjected to low-dose toxins,
体质孱弱的杜鹅都见太奶去了
The weak-bodied butterfly went to see the milk.
存活下来的变异
Survivors.
个体在生理上
Individuals in terms of physiology
对重金属产生了强悍的耐受性
has strong tolerance to heavy metals
常规毒药
common poison
对他们再也起不了任何作用
they will no longer be of any use to them
此时
at this time
砷酸铅作为广谱杀虫剂的威力
the power of broad spectrum insecticide
终于全面显现
Finally, a comprehensive crackdown.
它没能剿灭变异的杜鹅。
It failed to eliminate the mutated Doro.
却将果园里捕食杜鹅。
However, it will prey on the moths in the orchard.
虫卵的寄生蜂等自然天敌屠戮殆尽。
The natural enemies of the eggs, such as parasitic bees, have completely destroyed them.
人类亲手拆毁了生态自净系统。
Humans have destroyed the ecosystem.
将果园变成了一个必须依靠重金属续命的重度成瘾病房。
Turned the orchard into a place where heavy metal is essential for survival.
面对杀不死的变异害虫。
Facing the unkillable mutant pests.
果农们陷入了疯狂的加码死循环。
Farmers in the insect fruit industry are caught in a vicious cycle of overinvestment and overproduction.
他们把单季的喷洒次数一口气拉高到五至八次。
They increase the number of times a single dose was sprayed to 5 to 8 times.
整个生长季果园完全被高浓度的毒物反复浸透。
The entire orchard was completely soaked in high concentrations of toxins repeatedly.
但这带来一个很现实的财务问题。
This brings up a very real financial problem.
昂贵的药剂遇上一场大雨就会打水漂。
Expensive medicines will be washed away by a heavy rain.
为了挂住这层毒药。
To hold on to this poison.
农业。
Agriculture.
专家们在砷酸铅里混入矿物油。
Experts mixed mineral oil into the acid lead.
充当粘着剂。
To act as a binder.
这波操作确实防住了雨水。
This move effectively blocked the rain.
但也锁死了消费者的生路，重金属。
But it also locks the consumer's in-depth exploration.
直接化为洗不掉的工业清漆。
Directly turn into indelible industrial paint.
深嵌进苹果的表皮孔隙里。
Deeply embedded in the apple's skin pores.
不管你站在自家水槽前
No matter where you stand.
怎么用力猛搓常规的清水冲刷
How to forcefully scrub with regular water to rinse.
对它毫无意义
It makes no sense.
捅破这层毒药
Break through this layer of poison.
窗户
Window.
指的是大洋彼岸的怒火
It refers to the rage of the other side of the ocean.
1926年
In 1926,
英国人查出美国苹果重金属严重超标。
British researchers have found that American apples are severely contaminated with heavy metals.
当场翻脸。
Turn around immediately.
为了保住庞大的出口贸易。
In order to maintain a large export trade,
果品财团
Fruit Consortium
赶紧砸钱搬来商业酸洗流水线
Quickly buy the commercial pickling and washing line
妄图用加热的稀盐酸冲掉剧毒外壳来重塑产业的安全口碑
Trying to use heated dilute hydrochloric acid to remove the toxic shelland reshape the industry's reputation.
结果残酷的物理规律
The results are dictated by the cruel laws of physics.
直接把整个产业按在地上摩擦前端果农喷的药剂实在太死皮赖脸了
A farmer sprayed the entire industry with a pesticide which was really ruthless.
想彻底洗掉重金属
I want to completely remove heavy metals.
那就得提高盐酸浓度。
Then you need to increase the concentration of hydrochloric acid.
同时还要加热。
Also heat it up.
可这套猛药会直接烧毁苹果表皮的天然保护蜡丢了这。
However, this medicine will directly burn away the apple's natural protective wax.
这层防御酸洗过的苹果还没运出多远
As soon as the acid washed apples left the orchard
就在闷热的火车厢里烂成泥
Stuck in the stuffy train car
真正把这层遮羞布彻底撕碎的是1933年横空出世的畅销书
What truly tore away this veil of modesty was the best-selling book that emerged in 1933
一亿只豚鼠
With a guinea pig
它的作者是两位理工科出身的硬核调查记者与维权先驱亚瑟·卡莱特和弗雷德里克
His authors are two hardcore investigative reporters and activists Arthur Collette and Frederick who come from technical fields
约翰·施林克
John Slime
这本书把资本家那点龌龊事扒得一干二净
This book thoroughly exposes the dirty deeds of capitalists.
同时也揭露了酸洗流水线。
It also exposed the acid washing line.
根本洗不净。
Can't be cleaned.
重金属的真相。
The truth about heavy metals.
全美瞬间炸开了锅。
The United States was in an uproar.
家庭。
Family.
主妇们即使把手指戳秃了。
Even if housewives poke their fingers to the point of being bald.
也洗不掉那层油腻的白霜。
Can't wash off that greasy white film.
最后干脆拒绝买单。
Finally, just refuse to pay.
看着跌入谷底的销售报表。
Looking at the plummeting sales report.
资本家们直接杀到华盛顿，代表农业州的议员。
Capitalists directly stormed Washington, attacking the representatives of agricultural states in Congress.
在国会上以削减预算来威胁监管机构。
Threatening regulatory agencies with budget cuts in Congress.
在国品财团的铁拳下。
Under the iron fist of the National Wealth Group.
官方防线全面崩塌。
The official defense line has collapsed completely.
出台了一个荒唐的让步方案。
They came up with a ridiculous compromise.
既然机器洗不干净。
Since the machine cannot be cleaned.
那就把法定的残留限值放宽。
Then loosen the legally defined residual limit.
他们在化验室里玩起了数学魔法。
They were playing math magic in the lab.
把官方抽检是整个果实取样打碎化验。
Official sampling is the entire fruit sampling, crushing, and analysis.
在计算最终残留时
，When calculating the final residue,
用的是每磅水果来做平均值。
Using the average per pound of fruit.
这意味着100%集中在果皮上的剧毒被那一大块没什么毒的果肉给强行稀释了。
This means that the highly toxic substance concentrated on the peel was forcibly diluted by the large amount of non-toxic pulp.
在重量的掩护下
Under the cover of weight,
超标的高度果皮被完美摊薄
The overripe, highly toxic fruit peel is perfectly thinned.
顺利滑进合法的安全线内
Successfully slide into the legal safety line.
所以在官方检测报告上
In the official test report,
它绝对是颗好苹果
It's definitely a good apple.
这套算法给资本家打了满分，代价
This algorithm gives capitalists a full score.
是消费者的神经系统交了白卷
The consumer's nervous system has given up.
接着另一边资本家钻了法律的空子。
Then the capitalists exploited loopholes in the law.
1906年的纯净食品和药品法作为联邦法律管辖权。
In 1906, the Pure Food and Drug Act was enacted as federal law.
仅限于跨州贸易。
Limited to cross-border trade.
各州内部的食品销售主要由州法律负责。
The primary responsibility for regulating food sales within a state lies with state laws.
而当时不少州的监管力度远弱于联邦。
At that time, the regulatory strength of many states was much weaker than that of the federal government.
于是那些跨州销售时会被拦截的高毒次品在州内执法松弛的缝隙中。
So, the high-potency counterfeit products that were previously intercepted during interstate sales have now found a loophole in the state's lax enforcement.
依然能流入本地市场。
Still able to enter the local market.
可是
However,
这哪里是极限？资本家的脑回路永远能突破底线。
Where is this, the limit of the capitalist's brain that can never break through the bottom line?
那些连穷人都嫌弃的残次品和剧毒果皮。
Those substandard goods and poisonous fruit peels that even the poor despise.
转手就被拉进加工厂。
Turned into a factory worker.
榨汁酿醋，压榨剩下的高毒果渣则成吨的被倒进牧场。
The remaining toxic fruit pulp was dumped in large quantities into the pastures.
成为节省成本的廉价饲料。
Become cheap feed for saving costs.
这种变废为宝的农业循环。
This circular economy, which turns waste into resources.
在当时合法合规。
At that time, it was legal and compliant.
甚至已经延续了上百年。
It has even lasted for over a century.
以当时的科学水平。
Based on the scientific level at that time.
根本没人想过会去抽检一头吃垃圾的牛。
No one never thought of checking out a cow that had eaten wet garbage.
但从现代毒理学反推，重金属会穿透牛的肠胃屏障。
But from modern independent studies, it can be inferred that heavy metals can penetrate the cow's intestinal barrier.
最终附集在骨骼和牛奶中的路径是完全成立的。
The path that is completely established is the one that enriches in bones and milk.
这段沉默的档案不等于没有发生。
This silent record does not mean that nothing happened.
但在1930年代
But in the 1930s,
浩如烟海的官方档案中
In the vast archives of the official records,
关于这段重金属跨物种漂流的化验记录完全是一片空白。
The laboratory record for this cross-species heavy metal drift is completely blank.
在那个漏洞百出的年代
In that era of vulnerability,
吃着毒药渣的奶牛
Eating poisonous milk from a cow that has been poisoned.
在法律意义上看来
From a legal perspective,
它产出的奶水全都是纯洁无瑕的。
It produces only pure and flawless milk.
而对于那些经过酸洗、勉强合规流入市场的所谓优质苹果，等待消费者的则是天然的物理封印。
And for those so-called high-quality apples that have been forced to comply and enter the market through acid washing, the natural physical seal is waiting for consumers.
苹果本身自带一层天然蜡纸。
Apples naturally have a layer of natural wax.
这刚好跟农药里的矿物油完美融合。
This perfectly complements the mineral oil in the pesticide.
盐酸流水线的粗暴冲刷。
The brutal washing of the hydrochloric acid pipeline.
很难完全洗掉这层油蜡混合体。
It's very difficult to completely remove this mixture of oil and wax.
当不知情的老百姓买回红
When the unsuspecting people buy it back.
苹果在水槽前用力搓洗时
While washing apples in a sink.
水珠顺着油滑的果皮
Water droplets slide down the oily fruit skin.
直接溜
Just leave.
底下的重金属残留好
The residual heavy metals underneath
毫无波澜
Smooth
在这场席卷全美的毒苹果事件中
In this nationwide poison apple incident
医学常识早已明确指向了重金属附集于果皮的真相
The medical knowledge has already clearly pointed out the truth about the relationship between heavy metal and the skin
但颇具讽刺意味的是
Ironically,
营养学界
Nutrition community
当时正大力推崇连皮吃才健康
At that time, they were vigorously promoting the consumption of healthy foods
这一建议本身并无不妥
This suggestion itself is not wrong
但在深酸铅覆盖果皮的现实下
In the reality of lead-acid battery covering the fruit peel,
消费者越是相信这条营养忠告，离死神就越近。
The more consumers believe that this nutritional advice is close to death, the more they will be.
当慢性肠胃绞痛
When chronic abdominal pain,
儿童智力迟缓的病例开始在全美蔓延。
Cases of intellectual disability in children are beginning to spread across the United States.
财团的律师们在国会听证会上上演了一场不一般的流氓诡辩。
The lawyers from the consortium staged an extraordinary and cunning debate in the hearing.
利用当时医学界在慢性毒理临床溯源上的困难。
Due to the difficulties in tracing the origin of chronic diseases in clinical practice at that time.
他们直接把食品安全的底线卡在了当场暴毙上。
They directly set the bottom line of food safety at immediate death.
铅和砷的毒性靠的是长年累月的体内积累。
Lead and arsenic are toxic due to their long-term accumulation in the body.
律师们吃准了。
Lawyers are sure.
根本没人会在啃完苹果的那一秒就倒地不起。
No one would just collapse after eating an apple.
只要消费者没死
as long as the consumer doesn't die,
在果摊前
in front of the fruit stall,
这颗苹果在法律上就是绝对无罪的
This apple is absolutely innocent in law,
靠着这种钻临床取证漏洞的强盗逻辑
by exploiting these loopholes in clinical evidence,
资本家就能捏着这块免死金牌
The capitalist can hold the golden ticket of impunity.
全身而退。
Withdraw.
这套合法投毒系统的最终崩盘。
The final collapse of the legal poisoning system.
指望不上监管部门的重拳。
This is a heavy-handed crackdown by the authorities.
也等不来资。
I can't wait.
资本家的良知发现。
Capitalist's conscience.
哪怕这颗毒苹果被塞进了那间美国恐怖密室的展柜里
Even if this poisonous apple is placed in the American Horror Stories exhibit
也没能终结它的寿命
It couldn't end its life
真正把它踢出局的是二战催生使用的新一代杀虫魔王 DDT 这种化学品早在1874年就被奥地利化学家奥特马蔡德勒首次合成
What truly got him out of the game was the new generation of insecticides, DDT, which emerged during World War Roman II. This chemical was first synthesized in 1924 by Austrian chemist Otto Sadler.
但之后一直被束之高阁。
But later, I was always stuck in the resin high level.
不知其用途。
I don't know its purpose.
直到1939年
Until 1939,
瑞士化学家保罗·米勒在寻找新型杀虫剂时
While searching for new insecticides, Swiss chemist Paul Miller
发现了这种白色粉末
Found this white powder
对昆虫具有惊人的促杀效力
Insects have a surprisingly powerful paralyzing effect.
巧合的是
Coincidentally,
这一年二战全面爆发
In 1941, World War Roman II broke out.
后来被美军用来撒在衣服上来防蚊虫
Later, it was used by the US military to spray on clothes to repel insects.
以对抗太平洋战场上的疟疾对士兵的减员
To combat malaria on the Pacific battlefield,
因为它杀虫效果太好
Because its insecticidal effect is too good
成本又低廉
Low cost
所以在战后果农们果断把性价比太低的砷酸铅
Therefore, the farmers decisively discarded the low-cost lead acid batteries
一脚踹开了砷酸铅
He kicked open the heavy lead door
就这样
That's it
在科技的迭代中走完了他的代谢周期拍拍屁股悄然退场
Having completed his metabolic cycle in the evolution of technology he quietly stepped down
可留给那一代美国平民的却是骨骼与神经里永远无法被代谢的重金属残片
However, the only thing left for that generation of Americans is the heavy metal residue that can never be metabolized in their bones and nerves.
我是南征军。
I am Nan Jian Jun.
军，下期咱接着吧。
Let's continue next time.